The purpose of plowing is to turn over the uppermost soil, bringing fresh nutrients to the surface while burying weeds and plants to decay. Heavy swamp plows equipped with a cutting disc were used for this purpose. If the topsoil did not contain roots, a knife was allowed to be used instead of the disc. Working on a new land containing roots or stumps, the tractor driver had to have an assistant who repaired the placement of the sod in places where the plow had not turned it over properly. The depth of the furrows had to be at least 25 centimeters in swampy land. In poorly decayed bogs, plowing should be done already in summer. However, during the early plowing, in the case of very well decomposed peat bogs, the accumulation of nitrogen compounds available to the plants can occur, which are easily washed away by the autumn and spring waters. Due to this, lowland swamps with well-degraded soil were allowed to be plowed in late autumn and while the marsh was still carrying the tractor. The lowland swamps, which were to be sown in early spring, had to be prepared for in the summer. The disket and leveled bog freezes evenly in winter and melts evenly again in spring. This allowed spring tillage and sowing to begin on top of the ice crust as soon as the topsoil had melted to a depth of 8 to 10 centimeters. However, the field, which had not been leveled and was not prepared in autumn, could not be sown in the spring until the ice crust had disappeared.